people-pleasing is basically anxiety in a sparkly ADHD costume. Welcome to The Anxious ADHDer, a podcast for those of us with brains that don't always play by the rules. I'm Jess, your host, your part-time overthinker, and today, oh, we are getting into a big one, a big juicy one, the art of saying no, what I'd like to call people-pleasing panic. Saying no is an art form and it is one that I have yet to master. You know that film? Yes, man. Yeah, this episode's got nothing to do with that, really. But anyway, I am the opposite. I'm a yes person. And then you instantly regret it, you overthink it, and then you spiral about it for like 3 to 4 business days, depending on how bad it is. And that's really a reflex where your mouth says like, sure, before your brain even loads a question. And then 5 minutes later, anxiety, good old Voldemort's whispering to me, you know what, you need to say yes or they'll probably hate you. While ADHD, on the other hand, is saying, new project, yes, dopamine mining, love it. And you're just standing there thinking, excellent. Another meltdown scheduled for Tuesday end of play. Picture this. Last week, my colleague asked me if I could quickly help her with a presentation. My anxiety was like, yes, you've got to say yes. Otherwise, they're going to think that you're not very reliable, blah, blah, blah. You know, just to prove yourself in some way. 3 hours later, I am painstakingly making sure that everything is aligned up to the millimeter, to the pixel, knee deep in like color palettes with a massive sense of existential dread. And I've been like this really forever. At school, I was the one who was like, yeah, I'll do the group project. Not because I love responsibility, but because the thought of someone being mad at me made me literally want to have a heart attack and die, so to speak. So ADHD has made me impulsively volunteer, and my good friend anxiety has made sure I've regretted it most of the time. Tell me you are a people pleaser without telling me. And I'll go first with this one, actually. Number one, you apologize when someone bumps into you. See, I don't know if this is just a British thing, an English thing, or an ADHD thing, but I do apologize quite a lot of the time. It's probably not an ADHD thing, but I have got a very funny story. So the other day, like walking down the street, someone bumped into me and I was like, oh, sorry. And then I looked down and realized it was a bin. So yeah, I'm apologizing to inanimate objects now, apparently. Oh, don't forget the whole no worries line. Someone asks you to do something, no worries, I can do that. When in actual fact, you are deeply worried. And then you write 5, 6 versions of a message that basically says, no, sorry, I can't. Here's what's going on in your noggin. People pleasing is basically anxiety in a sparkly ADHD costume. Anxiety, you've got to keep everyone happy or you're in grave danger. And ADHD is like, oh, yay, validation, yay, dopamine, woo, yeah, let's chase that. And together, they really create this perfect storm where you're hyper aware of everyone's tone, mood, even like emoji use, and constantly scanning for signs that you've disappointed someone. Neurologically, ADHD brains crave instant feedback and anxiety brains catastrophize about it. So you end up stuck in this exhausting loop. You seek approval and then you get temporary relief, only to really lose yourself in the process. Here's a little funny story. One day, Muggins decided to get a new outfit because, you know, gotta look fabulous 24/7. Card machine wasn't working, which panicked me because like who has cash nowadays anyway? Like what? And they go, it's fine, it happens. And I'm like, no, but really, I should have manifested better Wi-Fi energy. I'm sorry that your card machine's not working. I am deeply regretful of that. I mean, I'm obviously joking here, right? But the fact is that I'm still needing to blame myself. If something is going wrong, weirdly, my brain automatically thinks that, yeah, you're the one to blame, even though clearly I'm not the universe and Wi-Fi technology. That level of emotional responsibility my anxious brain takes on. You feel like every single reaction is negative towards you. It's just like a lot, really, isn't it? It's just long. At its core, though, people-pleasing is a form of control. I'm a recovering people-pleaser, or I'm not really recovering, actually, to be fair. I'm off the wagon. So when your world feels unpredictable, you forget appointments, lose keys, interrupt people, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. You cling to being nice as your safety strategy. It's like, if I can't be consistent, I can at least be likable. But spoiler alert, it's actually not sustainable. You burn out trying to be everyone's emotional support extrovert. You don't want to be that person who's just leaning on people. I want to be perceived as like fun. I don't want to cause anyone inconvenience. So you basically burn out. And then comes the crash, the exhaustion, that lovely post-society anxiety hangover. And yeah, we all know that hangovers are a bitch, especially the post-societal anxiety ones. You start replaying every yes you didn't mean and wonder if you're actually secretly fake, and you're not really fake. You're just wired to fear rejection more than the rest. Okay, let's have some like real talk. Let's talk practical fixes, because we're not going to go from one to the other. We're not just going to be like a yes machine to a setting boundaries left, right and centre. That like frigging terrifies me, setting boundaries. But yeah, that's a different episode altogether. But yeah, the delay. So when someone asks for something and your brain screams, yes, please like me. I want to prove myself. Before you even process the question, new script. Rewind. Let me check and I'll get straight back to you. That's it. Buy yourself some time. Sweet. Emotional noise cancelling. That is what I love. Number two, you don't need a TED Talk explanation. Just, I can't this week, not today. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm saying no, I literally have to construct this paragraph, apologising, giving reasons, blah, blah, blah. I feel like I have to go overboard to say I can't do something. The guilt, basically, is not that deep. Just say I can't do it today. Short, sweet, done. Number three, we call it the guilt reframe. So guilt is like anxiety, right? Pretending to be empathy. I saw that on like an Instagram caption or something. Not going to like display it in my room, like live, laugh, laugh, but maybe I should. Maybe it'll catch on. But anyway, it isn't an anxiety pretending to be empathy, right? You're not selfish for having limits. You're just being a sustainable human. And that's what humans do, right? To sustain themselves. Number four, approval detox. So you go one day without apologizing unless you've actually done something wrong, something that I've not quite mastered yet, unless I am literally ill in bed and then I still apologize if someone brings me tea. I think this also goes against my Britishness of when we apologize for literally everything. So maybe it's not sustainable, but for lols, just give it a go, really. Go against your nationality. And I'm talking about the Canadians here too. You're so polite, oh my gosh. But side note, you will feel awful. But then also, I guess it's kind of frig. But I'm going to try that tomorrow. I'm not going to apologise unless I've really effed up. I'll let you know how it goes. So now it's time for the reflection. Seek out a new mantra, because I think everyone needs a new mantra, right? It's all about being all, yeah, independent female woman needs mantra. I don't know where I'm going with this. So my new mantra, and I heard it and I like, chef's kiss, disappointing someone is not the same as doing something wrong. So if you have to decline a meeting that you don't have bandwidth for, guess what happened? Nothing happened. It's not like you're cancelling an operation that only you can perform. It's not that deep, right? It's not. If you just don't have the bandwidth for it, guess what happens? Nothing. It's just quiet. It's just nice and quiet and peaceful. So it turns out the world does not collapse when I prioritise my own sanity. Shocker, I know. So if your brain equates no with danger, just remember this. People who care about you can handle your boundaries, right? And the ones who can't, jog on, mate. They were never going to be soothed by your over-functioning anyway, right? You win some, you lose some. If you please everyone, you're not pleasing yourself, are you? And I'm saying that as someone who is literally off the wagon, but I'm going to be getting back on the wagon. So that is it for today. All this panic-ridden pep talk, and just, you know, just try out one of those tools this week. Got the delay, the tiny no, or the approval detox, and tell me which one surprises you, which one floats your boat. And if this episode has given you even like a squidge, a little pinch of courage to say, you know what, nah, mate, nah, share it. Just share it with someone who is an oversharer. Got to breathe, you got to rest, you got to drink water, and you got to remember, you don't owe everyone your energy. If you like this episode, please subscribe, and I'll see you next time.